I want to come back to Aunt Rachel, the wife of George Perriman.
She was a character.
Well, we're getting started on her. We were just talking about Sofke. Sofke, like I said, has to be cracked before it can be cooked. The tool that the Muscogee use for this is kind of like a mortar and pestle, except it's very large. The bottom unit is cut out of a tree trunk, and the top unit is a tree limb. And the women pound that until they crack the corn, scoop it out, put more in, crack some more. It's called a kejobadagi. We have Aunt Rachel's kejobadagi right behind that door over there.
How
in
about
the kitchen.
That? How
about I saw that? It when I came in.
Well, everybody loved her. She fed everyone. Even, I'm told, the famous Dalton gang would stop by. What do you know about that, Rob? Mm-hmm.
Not much about that, but I've been told that nobody ever appeared at her door and went away hungry. It just did not happen. The Muscogee tradition of hospitality runs deep and is probably one of the elements that created the Southern hospitality we all think of today.
And again, Aunt Rachel would be...
her great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And when she sold her downtown house and land for $60,000, there's a story that goes with that.
Right. She didn't want a check or anything. She wanted cash, and she took the cash and put it in her pocket, and away she went.
Obviously, nobody robbed her. She didn't have a problem with it. She just took the money home with her.
She was quite respected in town. I've heard people tell that even when she had a car and had a chauffeur, she would still get in her horse and buggy and ride around town herself, by herself. Very independent lady.
I wouldn't worry about how safe she was in her own house. She had a very large German shepherd named Pal. But she also had, as you went up the steps to her home, in the photographs you can see that nailed under the top step is a sign that says, "Welcome."
And then she had a residence at 6th and Boulder?
Yes, where the Tulsa County Courthouse would later be built, where Bank of America building stands today. There is a marker in the sidewalk.
In the concrete.
And Tulsa County wanted to buy it for use as a courthouse.
Exactly.
What I was told, maybe this is prompt to your mind, she wanted to be paid in gold because she did not trust U.S. currency.
Oh, I have heard that story about her before on other things, yes.
So there's possibility, there's truth to that.
You have to understand that the Indian people, they didn't trust the government at all because what they had done to them. And this is one reason that there's a lot of Indian people that are not considered Indian because... when the Dawes Commission signed them up, they wouldn't go and sign up because they were afraid they'd take more away from them.
One other story I've heard about Aunt Rachel. Probably 25, 30 years ago, I was talking to a man in Coweta who, when he was young, actually knew her. And I asked George Marshall, I said, one of our family stories is that she didn't speak English, that she only spoke Cree. And he said, oh, no. I said, well, the family admits that she'd use an English word if there just wasn't a Creek word for something. He said, nope, she'd speak English if she was doing business with a white man.
She was very cagey about what she did. She really saved this land here.